Now, we posted a picture on our Facebook page towards the end of last week, which was sent in to us from a listener regarding the behaviour of some motorhome owners and consequent littering in Ross's Point. And the listener was annoyed with overnight parking in non-designated areas. Not for the first time, as you know, this issue is being raised either this summer or last summer, that's for sure. Eddie is on the line. Eddie Crawford owns a motorhome. And what you're saying, Eddie, is yet again, not fair to blame everybody for those who break the rules and leave their rubbish behind at scenic places and beaches and so forth.
Yeah, good morning, Neil, and thanks for inviting me on the show just to clarify a few things about that particular incident and I suppose a few other things that maybe you might have questions about yourself and I may be able to clarify them a wee bit for you. Yeah, that particular incident last week, what the bags, bin bags of rubbish, I was actually up at the weekend and I seen the lady that was out collecting them and she wasn't involved with the council or anything. It was just a good deed, just from possibly a local, I would imagine, anyway. But there was a gentleman there helping her as well. And it wasn't actually from motorhomes that the bin bags came from. The bin bags actually were donated from a lady not far away from the bins themselves to the two people involved to put the rubbish into. So they actually thanked her on your Facebook site whenever it came up. No, it was rubbish that was thrown about the place by everybody, I suppose.
Yeah, right? And there were thousands at Ross's Point for the last week
cars,
as well.
If you'd see, I talked to Andy before about this, if you'd see the ratio of cars to actually campervans, you would understand you know, how silly of a statement that made, because there are people, and that great weather, it's not as warm this morning, but in that great weather, so there was thousands of people here coming in the cars and with their families and having picnics and setting up barbecues and in tents and down at the beach and just enjoying themselves the same as anybody else. And of course there was going to be rubbish flying about the place and the bins were going to overflow.
That being said, there are still issues with campervans and motorhomes and I'm sure you would admit that to be the case. Various issues.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I wouldn't be so naive to come on here and say to you that all campervan motorhome owners are, you know, doing everything exactly right. Of course they're not, because in any large sector like that, you'll always find people that for one reason or another, whether it's just they don't know the etiquette of parking up in places like this beautiful area here, Ross's Point, that I've been coming to for years, my family has, and a few of our generations has done that, and the people are so nice here, and the business people are so nice, and there are going to be people that will come in the same way as cars and vans and any other type of mechanically propelled vehicle will come in and have disrespect shown to the area as well.
Yeah, so how do you combat that? I don't know for how many years we've been discussing this. There are issues with parking, there are issues of disposal of waste and so forth. And it doesn't seem like these issues are being resolved.
Well, I think, Neil, the responsibility lies with the Sligo County Council. It lies fairly with them. The young lad there in the red van that comes in to lift the rubbish a bit, it was great to see him coming in a lot more often there during this week because of the amount of traffic that was here. But ultimately, if it's to do with camper vans and motorhomes, they have to provide an air. The Donegal or the Sligo County Council has to provide an air for our sector. Now, an air, if you haven't here, to have the AIRE, you'll find them right throughout Europe, and in particular in France, where local communities, not just the council, they provide airs free of charge in a lot of small villages and towns, because our sector bring much needed financial input into the local business communities. And exactly the same here, it's what's in Ross's Point, the likes of Austie's there, or the hotel, or the other bars and businesses, you know, wee tea shops and things like that, they all benefit from our sector.
Yeah, well the question is how much do they benefit? I mean, councils may be weighing up value for money ultimately in deciding whether to develop these areas or not, Eddie. Is it worth their while doing this or not?
Well, it's first of all, Niall, I would say it's their responsibility to provide it, because the councils throughout the country are accepting the tax that we pay, our road tax. They're accepting us having to have insurance, and they're accepting us to have the CVRT every year. So, like any other mechanically propelled vehicle, like a car, for instance, they provide car parks for cars. If they're taking money from our sector, it's they're obliged to provide facilities for us. Now, the caravan parks are an excellent facility to have, but there's not enough caravan parks throughout the country to cater for our sector. And in particular, since COVID hit and staycation, the dealers at the moment can't get any more camper vans or motorhomes to sell. It's been, and it's not just in Ireland, it's happened right throughout Europe, England, Scotland and Wales, the whole, it's happened everywhere. There's none to be got anymore. So instead of, say, people of, say, senior citizens like myself and my wife, instead of them being in the majority now, you would have found in the last year that a lot of younger people have bought motorhomes and camper vans. And you would have found younger people buying just vans and putting a mattress into the back of them and going away and staying in the place and not knowing the etiquette of caravan or motorhome holidays.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. We've gone down this road before, but
To answer your question there about how does the business people say we go down to Austie's there now tonight, or go over to the hotel tonight, we'll have a meal and we'll have a couple of drinks, and you leave well over 130-140 euros there. if you're in any company at all, by the time the night is over. Now, if you multiply that, there are over 20,000 camper vans and motorhomes registered in Ireland. Now, if you look at the likes of me and multiply that by not just for a couple of weeks in the holiday season, but our sector is out on the road maybe 9-10 months of the year. And that money in particular is needed during the autumn and the winter time and the springtime by these business communities as well.
Okay, I'll hold you there for now, Eddie, because you mentioned the heirs and the development of the heirs, which you briefly referred to. Aaron is on. Is it Birchell, Aaron? Is that your surname?
I'll go with that, Niall. Birchell is how you pronounce it.
Birchell, okay. Aaron Birchell is on the line. Aaron is part of a campaign to get councils to provide facilities for motorhomes, the campaign for Motorhome Heirs Ireland. How is that going, Aaron, and how many councils need to act, in your opinion?
Niall, every council in the Republic and Northern Ireland need to act on this. And I'm surprised that we're getting so much blockage because, as your last caller was saying, the amount of money that can be made in a town or village or for a council by providing heirs. I came late into the conversation, but we're falling on deaf ears 7 times out of 10. The other 3 times, councillors are saying, yes, let's look into this. But then there's red tape of planning laws need to be changed, parking laws need to be changed. But another thing that we're trying to do on our group is hit the likes of shopping centres or your local shop that has a big car park. Maybe they could just let us park overnight without facilities, just to stay for one night. We don't want to stay for a week in the area. It's literally just to have somewhere safe and get the vans off the roads and stop the locals saying, oh, look, they're blocking 2-3 pitches or parking spaces on the main street or down by the beach. So if there's a big shopping centre or business that has a car park that's not being used after 6 in the evening, that they could designate a corner for 4 or 5 motorhomes to park in. Even that is something. But we would love pitches with facilities, just water and somewhere to dump our grey and black water. And that's all we're looking for. And we're willing to pay. Cove and in County Cork put in 5 pitches, and a year later they put in 30 pitches. It's €10 a night. I know during this weather that we've been having, it's been packed every single night. And that's all we're looking for. Well, we're not looking for the sun, moon and stars.
Well, there's a bit of a catch-22 situation here, because in the absence of these facilities that you're looking for, Aaron, in a lot of cases, campervan owners are just parking anywhere they want, annoying everybody else, blocking the view of people at beaches and so forth. That's a real problem.
Nobody has a right to a view, Niall.
Yeah, we know that from the planning regulations.
I have the same rights that you have, whether you're in your little mini metro and I'm in my motorhome. We both have the same rights.
Yeah, but they're blocking routes for pedestrians heading to the beach and so forth. There are all sorts of associated issues.
In saying that, I'm based in Waterford, but I was recently up in Dublin and Britis. And in Britis, there was cars blocking the way for emergency vehicles where, you know, Bill and Mary just pulled up and the back of the car was sticking out, or they were blocking poor Jane's drive. So don't paint us all with the one brush. Cars do block laneways down to beaches or to sightseeing places as well. We all do it, and we are not saints. But we mentioned the etiquette earlier on. Seasoned campers do follow a code, and if I go down a lane and I park and I see that you're not going to get past in your car, or an ambulance isn't going to get past, I'm not going to park there. Now, that's me, but that's the majority of us motorhome and campervan owners.
Okay, the airs that you talk about, and Eddie referred to them briefly. I mean, how much are these facilities going to cost, do you think, Aaron? And is it worth council's while to install them or not?
Rough figures, as I say, Cove put in 5. Now, they had a car park. It's a basic car park down by the harbour front. They put in 5. All they had to do was widen the spaces and extend the white lines so a motorhome could fit in. We don't take out our tables and chairs. We just pull up and park. There was already a fresh water tap there, and then all they had to do was put in a shore for us to dump our grey water, which basically is our sink, our washing up liquid, our dirty delf. They also put in a facility, another shore, where you could dump your toilet legally and safely. And as I say, within 1 year, that has now extended to 30 parking spaces, €10 a night, do the maths, plus while we're in Cove, and I'm only using Cove, there are other facilities in Port Tumna, but Cork County Council seem to see the value of motorhomes. But there are places, farmers are opening fields up, and then the red tape they come in at is changing it from agricultural land to recreational land. And they're prepared to spend the money putting in, they're not toilets and showers and turning it into a campsite, but fresh water facility, somewhere to dump your grey water and a piece of grass for you to pull your van up, put out a table and chair, €12 a night. But then they hit red tape when it comes to planning laws. Not all of them, but a lot of them have this problem changing from farming to recreation.
Okay. Eddie, do you feel, Eddie, you're much maligned as people who are campervan owners and like to enjoy campervan holidays? There just always seems to be controversy in relation to that.
Yeah, there always seems to be that, and there always will be, as long as the county councils throughout the country, you know, wear blinkers and nail, and that's just that in a nutshell. I mean, we're talking about Ross's point here today. I've been all round Ireland in my motorhome, and as like a lot of our sector that we tour about, we stay a night or two nights and head on to the next place. But the most favourite place in my mind anyway is Ross's Point. It's a beautiful, beautiful area. And we're talking about an air. You would know the Ross's Point area, Niall, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I know it well, yeah.
Right, and do you see as you're coming down from the golf course and the main road and the yacht club is straight on, there's a right-hand bend there. Mm-hmm. Well, there's an area of ground there about 2 acres. And all that it belongs to the council, and all the council has to do is initially, you're on about something now in the immediate future, get a digger in there for a couple of days at the most and level the ground out to get the camper vans and motorhomes to come in there. At least that would be a facility specifically for them. And it would take larger vans like motorhomes or camper vans off the road. But they have to provide an area where people can park safely. This terminology of wild camping is not used anymore in camper van by camper vans and motorhomes, because it depicts that we're just willy nilly and parking anywhere. We're looking like any car owner, a safe parking place where we can turn off the engine, sit back and relax and enjoy the local facilities and views and whatnot else, amenities, like everybody else. And that's all. We're not looking for the moon and the stars. Now, that is just the initial one. You're on about, your caller there mentioned about toilet facilities and things like that. You have a pump and everything right there over at the public toilets, as you know yourself. There's a pump over there. So it would cost the council basically nothing to set up an air here in Ross's Point. Very, very little. But the financial rewards that they would get for it, I can nearly guarantee you that they'd get over €20,000 a year from year one to provide an air like that. And that's for the local community. The local community then will benefit from that.
Okay, Aaron, there are a number of areas around the country where you consider them role models for these years, including the Beach Bar at Ottawa's Head.
The beach bar is fabulous. Absolutely love it. And as I say, Cove, Bantry, Port Tumna in Galway, they teamed up with Waterways Ireland. There are even shower facilities there with 16 parking bays. It's easily done, Niall. And you know what? We're not taking business away from campsites. The campsites at this very day practically are all full, and there's still not enough spaces for the rest of us. For the rest of us that have motorhomes that don't want to go to campsites. Now, I love campsites. I much rather prefer campsites, but I like to park. We don't use the term wild camping as much, but I just like to park in an air's the service, be it a field or a car park, for one night on my way from A to B. I just want to park safe for me and my family.